What's ahead for the Treasure Coast in 2013? The Old Farmer's Almanac predicts a cool winter, a mixed spring, a rainy summer, and a warm fall. Weather forecasters predict more Atlantic hurricanes than as usual, but maybe we'll be lucky again. In 2012, for the seventh year in a row, Florida was hurricane-free. The economy is expected to get better. Tourism is expected to rise. The citrus crop is expected to drop because of dry weather and disease. In Indian River County, Vero Beach may finally decide to sell the city's electric utility to Florida Power and Light. And the National Elephant Center in Fellsmere will welcome its first residents. In St. Lucie County, work will continue on the waterfront redevelopment and on the Mann Medical Research Center in Tradition. Still unknown, the fate of the sprawling facility left behind in Port St. Lucie when Digital Domain went bankrupt. In Martin County, work will continue on the Colorado Avenue beautification while the Veterans Memorial Bridge is expected to be finished. Finally, will Indian River State College win another national swimming title? Will the Vero Beach High School girls lacrosse team win another state title? I wouldn't bet against either of them. For 88.9 FM, this is Paul Janinch.